Good morning, world. It's 8:51 on the 20th of January. The 20th of January already? Who would have believed it? Where does January go? Or where has it gone? Anyway, I'm sitting on one of the sofas in Mark's living room. He's in the shower, as you might be able to hear. Maybe it's a bath, not sure. He will be gone in that bathroom for about the next 3 hours, which gives me lots of time to do an audio boo. I had a really good meal last night. Mark had been to this restaurant before. He went there on New Year's Eve. And was so surprised and impressed that he thought he would take me there, and you know how discerning I am. this was Palmer's Restaurant on Roman Road in, I suppose, Bethnal Green, and it was really good. In the most sort of surprising of locations, fairly brutal looking, I gather. It was dark when we were there, so I couldn't see it, but fairly brutal looking council estate, I gather. That, you know, it seems fairly out of place. But so welcoming, including with Vance. There wasn't the slightest hint of any issue with Vance at all. They were very happy to give us a larger table and take a chair out and give Vance water and everything without being asked. The menu was interesting. They go along, as Mark said, the Gordon Ramsay route of having a small menu, which I have to say is something which I thoroughly, thoroughly agree with. I'm always very suspicious of long menus. So they have a short menu. Of quite interesting food, and the service was exceptionally good, friendly. It was just really, really good. You might discover on audio boo a rather long boo from me of Mark and I rambling on about nothing in particular, but that was at the restaurant. Definitely will go back there. The owner, I presume he's the owner or manager or whatever, was we had quite a long chat at the end, and he was saying that he'd had another VI group in with a guide dog, and that it was his duty to allow the dog in and to be welcoming and everything. Interestingly, he said that there had been a gentleman by the name of Graham in there. And I think from, talking about it, that we may be talking about McBird himself, Graham Page. So I'd be interested to hear if Graham gets this far, or even listens to my boos. I don't know if he does. Be interested to know, Graham, whether you have been to Palmer's Restaurant at Bethnal Green. It wouldn't surprise me if you had, because I think that is your neck of the woods. This chap was talking about an issue with a taxi afterwards. This sort of leads me on to something else I was going to mention. I did another recording last night, sort of as we were leaving the restaurant, as we were talking, and then travelling back to Bow. And I would quite like to post it. because it was quite an interesting journey with this slightly amusing lady trying to talk to me about Vans and things like that. However, the when talking about the party taking the taxi, the restaurant owner chap made an assumption about the taxi driver, let's just say. I'm not sure that I want to broadcast that on Audioboo, because I'm not sure that I necessarily agree with that. I'm not sure that he would necessarily want it up on Audioboo. What I might do is hold on to the boo either take it off as a FLAC file and edit it, or do the sort of upload, download, delete, re-upload trick so that I can upload a copy that I'm more comfortable with. That's not to say that I endorse everything that anybody ever says on my Audioboos, but I try not to upload potentially offensive content. But overall, all the staff and this person were so friendly and so welcoming, I would thoroughly recommend going to the place. It's worth travelling for as well. We didn't have to go too far. We took a taxi, actually. But we didn't have to go too far. I would happily come across London to go there. It was good. So now, it is, I am told by Mr. Rogers that it is actually snowing. Let's go and have a quick look outside, shall we? Outside world. I can tell that it's white on the ground, but I couldn't tell you whether it is actually snowing right now. It is cold, really cold. Ooh. Yes, it is snowing. I can feel it now. It's blowing in from the east by the feel of it. Going up my ear. Lovely. Right, we'll shut that. That's enough of that. We were planning on going to the Container Cafe at on the Greenway, which it's the one that actually I've recorded before. It's it's at the ViewTube, it's changed hands, I gather, but I rather fancied going and seeing what it was like now. However, we do have some things which aren't really in our favour. One of which is that the line between here and Stratford on the DLR is closed, so we'd have to take a rail replacement bus to Puddingmill Lane. And I don't suppose the bus will go all the way down the road to Puddingmill Lane, so we'd have a bit of a trek. We could walk from Stratford Station, but it is a fair way, particularly if it's snowing and slippery. And then we just have the matter of the snow anyway, that, you know, do we really want to go romping around East London in the snow? So, got that to think about. Otherwise, maybe we'll just have to look up somewhere else that's good for breakfast. Mark's still in the bathroom. I bet hear his boiler going as well. I think it's his boiler. Anyway, there we go. That's me. Oh, and Vance is lying on the floor here next to me. He's just had his breakfast. So he's resting, aren't you, big dog? You okay, Vance? Vance. Hope you all have a splendid Sunday, whatever you're doing, and no doubt I'll speak later. I thought I might just add on to this recording, as something else just struck me that I wanted to say, which is that the heating in Mark's new build flat, you know, it's only 2 years old, doesn't work. However, it really shows the value of modern-day insulation, because it's warm. It is genuinely warm in here. You know, it's not roasting, but it's a comfortable temperature where you don't need to have... Well, I have got my thermals on, but you don't have to have your thermals on to sit here. And the temperature drop from in here to out there is huge, and that's with no heating on at all. It's amazing. So, there we go. There is value, it seems, in new build properties, even if the central heating doesn't work. And various other things break.